For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Comprehensive immigration reform was long thought to be such a contentious issue that there was little belief that a deal could get done in the current political environment. But that outlook has recently changed, with a bipartisan group of eight U.S. senators banding together to push the idea of completely overhauling how this country handles immigrants, both those in the country legally and illegally. Joining us to talk about U.S. immigration policy is the man who represents most of our Kentucky listening area in Congress, Second District Representative Brett Guthrie, a Republican from Bowling Green.
I've only seen the bullet points that's coming out of the Senate called the Gang of Eight, I believe. And I'm generally supportive of what they're putting forward. What they say is we have to have a secure border. Now, the question in the details, how do we determine it's a secure border? I know that they're looking at border state governors having a commission to say they feel like their borders are, and they're probably no better than anyone else about whether their borders are secure or not. So, I believe that we have to show secure borders. We have to fix the current immigration system now where people with high tech, people graduate from this university, foreign students, and we send them home as soon as they get the degrees from Western Kentucky, you know, world-class degree from Western Kentucky University, and they go back home instead of staying here.
Congressman, do you get the sense in your discussions in Washington that there's any momentum building to change what you were just talking about, maybe offering more visas, worker permits to these highly skilled, highly educated immigrants who have come here, graduate from our universities, but then have to go home?
I mean, we have a pretty lenient system for people to get visas to come here and study, but we don't have a system for them to stay here. Matter of fact, I was sitting through a graduation one time, and Rick DuBose, who's a good friend of mine here, he reads the names. And they said they always give him the difficult names to read. And I go, well, why are all the difficult names in one group? And it was Masters in Science. And most of the names were difficult names to read because they weren't Anglican names. They were mostly from the Mideast particularly. It just really hit me that we're educating a lot of people, a lot of our master's programs, not just this university, but other world-class universities, are graduating a lot of people with foreign nationals, and we don't let them stay here and work and contribute to what we're trying to do here in the United States.
Congressman, one reading of recent immigration history here in the U.S., immigration policy, is that when this country has needed certain positions filled, I mean, I'm talking about more low-skilled, low-wage positions, farm work that wouldn't be done by Americans, maybe jobs in meat packing facilities, for example, the sorts of low-skilled, low-wage, dirty jobs that need to be done that are often done in this country through illegal immigration, that when we've needed immigrants to fill those roles, we've looked the other way in terms of border security and people being in the country illegally. But then, say the economy gets tough, many Americans are out of jobs, all of a sudden we hear that there are illegal immigrants in our country somehow taking jobs away from citizens. Does the country itself deserve a bit of criticism for perhaps a hypocritical policy concerning immigration in the first place?
We need to deal with that. And when I say immigration reform, I think I said earlier, it can't just be high-tech immigration reform. There are opportunities and jobs for people who want to come here and work. You can see that. You see it happening in this community. I mean, you can go to restaurants. You can go to businesses that are owned by people that came out of refuge from the war in Bosnia, particularly El Salvador, Hurricane Mitch. We have so many people coming here. So you can really see the growth of second-generation immigrants. I've seen when you want to talk with different people with issues in our office, sometimes they'll bring their 8 or 9-year-old kid with them to interpret. And they speak English with a Kentucky accent.
We've been speaking with Brett Guthrie, Kentucky's 2nd District U.S. Congressman, a Bowling Green Republican. You can hear more of our conversation at our website, wkyufm.org. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.